So how can we control the mind when in association we feel in control, but out of association just go off, mind goes in various directions? Yes, there are two different aspects to our bhakti. There is the external stimulus which may be favorable or which may be unfavorable. And there is the internal intention. Now, in the initial stages, actually even in the advanced stages, we do need favorable external stimuli. Without that, we cannot continue for long. So for example, now, if on this chair, I sit with my leaning back and I put this leg on this stool, and I do like this, and I say, I am very humble. I am feeling very humble if I say. Well, that posture is opposite to humility, isn't it? So, in our consciousness is related to our physical situations. So, if I say lying down comfortably on a bed and I say I am studying, if I lie down a soft bed with a nice pillow and I am concentrating on my studies, yes, I may think I am concentrating on my studies, but in the next moment, I will be in samadhi. But this is not an enlightened samadhi, this will be the ignorant samadhi. So, the physical affects the consciousness. It's a simple fact of life. And that's why we need a conducive physical for doing our activities according to the right for doing the appropriate activities. Just as if I have appropriate illumination and certain circumstances, then I can study better. So now, at least for some time in our life, so on a daily basis, maybe early in the mornings or sometime in the day, we need to put ourselves in spiritually stimulating environment. Maybe in our house, we can have a small temple room or at least some area where there is spiritual sound, where spiritual presence is felt over there. We can have some spiritual music going on in the early morning hours. So that way, we, by exposing ourselves to spiritual stimuli, we give spiritual direction for our consciousness. And this also needs to be done on a regular basis, apart from daily for some time, on a weekly basis we come to a temple or we come in the association of devotees. That is indispensable. Without that, we will not be able to move forwards. And the very fact that during such times, we are able to focus our mind on Krishna, that should give us the confidence that this process is practicable. It is possible to do it. That it is possible to focus the mind. Now, how do I carry the influence, the positive spiritual influence that I have, when I am in a spiritually conducive environment? How do I carry it with me when I am not in a spiritually conducive environment? For that, first of all, when we are in the spiritually conducive environment, we need to be very attentive. Try to absorb as much Krishna as possible into our consciousness. And then, we also, as we understand the philosophy better, we start recognizing that Krishna's presence pervades all of existence. So it is not that Krishna is present only in the temple. No, Krishna, I can serve Krishna even in my office. In my family members, they are also parts of Krishna. They have been entrusted in my care. And if I see their connection with Krishna, then even serving them, even taking care of them, that is also bhakti. If I do it in the right consciousness, yataha pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvamidam tatam swakarmanatam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. Krishna says, swakarmanatam abhyarcha. By your work, worship him. So some people translate this as work is worship. Now, if work is worship, then the donkey is the greatest worshipper. Is it? So, work by itself is not worship. Work can be made into worship. What Krishna says is, by your work worship him. That means, we do the work in a mood of worship. So it is Krishna, you have given me whatever abilities I have. Now you have given me this, you have put me in this situation. So please let me work in a mood of service. So that mood of devotional service will come when we do direct devotional activities with adequate intensity. So when we chant, when we study scripture, when we associate with devotees, then we understand that Krishna actually pervades my entire life. So through the directly devotional activities, we acquire Krishna impressions. And when we acquire Krishna impressions, then we carry those Krishna impressions into our worldly activities also. And interacting with the world is going to exhaust our spiritual inspiration. And that's why we need rejuvenation. It's like we eat food, we get energy. But after some time, the energy exhausts. And what do we have to do? We have to take food again. So like that, by direct devotional activities, we get spiritual inspiration. And then when we engage in the world, we can gradually spiritualize it. And but spiritual inspiration will keep depleting as we interact with the world. And that's why we need to again come in the association of devotees. But as we keep practicing bhakti more and more, then Krishna becomes more and more of a foreground presence for us. See, initially, God is like a remote background presence. Yeah, God exists somewhere here, but I have to do things right now. But then as you keep practicing bhakti, God becomes more and more of a prominent presence. From a remote background, he comes more and more into the foreground. And as he comes more and more in the foreground, if, for example, first time if you want to give a public speech, you are so self-conscious. Hey, what will people think of me? Is my dress proper? Am I standing properly? But if suppose you are given 100 speeches, and afterward, then your focus is more on what is the content of your speech? What is the impact the speech is having on people? Are you fulfilling your purpose? So like that, as we keep practicing bhakti more and more, initially we are too conscious of material things. But eventually, as we keep practicing bhakti, as Krishna becomes a more and more foreground conscious, a foreground presence for us, then whether I am in a temple or whether I am in a job or whether I am flying somewhere for some work, my external situation does not matter as much as my internal intention. So whether I am in my office, I am still a servant of Krishna. I am at my home, here also I am serving Krishna. So that internal intention will become spiritually stabilized by steady practice. So even if you are not able to remember Krishna right now too much, even if the mind seems to go out of control, don't worry. Try as much as possible to cultivate a spiritual consciousness. And especially when we are direct associate of devotees, try to gain as much spiritual inspiration as possible. And then gradually, that inspiration will permeate into our whole life. And our whole life will perceive Krishna's presence very prominently in our consciousness. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions? Yes.
By, you know...